This is a Patreon exclusive. To hear the rest of this episode, go to patreon.com/officialTRPE. You know, one thing I particularly just love about men in general is like our camaraderie and our brotherhood and how willing men are to share information and pass game and share resources and shit with one another, because women absolutely do not do that shit ever.
Do they not?
No. Oh, wow. They actually sit around with each other, give each other horrible advice, and then the two that have sense walk away from each other and say, "Damn, that bitch dumb as a motherfucker for asking what she should do with this nothing ass nigga. She shouldn't even have to ask. She should just leave him." You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what happens. So just as men, I just appreciate that, you know, we're just so willing to just, you know, be open and honest with each other, call each other on our bullshit, pull each other up on our shortcomings and stuff like that. And we just had just like a little impromptu conversation that we were kind of having off mic that just kind of needed to be brought to the mic.
I was telling the gentleman how I went to have lunch by myself the other day, and Lee showed up and finagled me into buying a person. And the only reason I went into Neiman's was because I was like, fuck it, I'm here. It's right next door. I'm like, I'm going to go get me another bottle of cologne.
Yeah.
So I went in there. I started smelling a couple colognes. I wound up leaving with a Creed and, you know, adding that to the collection. My favorite joint right now is the Byredo Black Saffron. That's like, that's so decent to me.
Yeah.
Outside of like the Parfum de Marly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, familiar with that? I got the Percival of that. That smells really good.
Yeah, I've been wearing.
Yeah, I wear a Pegasus on the perfume.
The Pegasus, they got
fuck with the Pegasus.
Which one? Cause it ain't
the
like,
original one.
Okay. Neiman's has the exclusives. The limited. I don't really like it. I smelled it the other day. I'm like, yeah, I don't really like this.
What I've been doing, giving y'all one of my hacks, what I've been doing is I've been wearing the Leighton. And there's another one. I got the scent, the sample joint or mm-hmm. whatever. They all 1 ounce bottles. I've been wearing the Leighton by itself, and then there's another one though. I'm gonna pull the name up, but I've been wearing that one with the Pegasus.
Which color is the one you've been wearing?
Well, in the little small
it's
bottles,
all the same.
Yeah, it's all the same.
Okay.
But it's like the second one in on the joint or whatever like that. But the Leighton by itself is a killer. The Leighton is a navy blue bottle if you buy it by itself. The Leighton is a killer. The original Pegasus is a killer. But then when you mix either the Leighton with the Pegasus or it's the other one,
I haven't gotten like, that freaky yet.
You gotta get
put the Thai chili and the bourbon. I haven't gotten that freaky yet. But the But no, we just started talking colognes with each other. So I'm like, everybody goes crazy off of the Baccarat from Mason Francis Kirchen.
Yes.
I personally, when I smelt the Satin Mood the other night, I'm like, oh, this is the next one I'm buying. That shit. And I'm not crazy. You know them ouds is like super duper like halal truckish.
Yeah, I can't fuck with the ooze. Like in my house, I get cursed out if I like. What you wearing?
But it's not as oody as the other oods,
right?
If that makes any sense. But the Satin Mood is what was the one you just said? When I said Satin Mood, you was like, no, it's another one.
The Grand Soir.
Grand Soir.
Grand Soir right now is the number one rated cologne. Like if you ask like industry people across the board,
I think it's hilarious that Big Dan, myself, and Chad, we all have cologne lists in our notes.
Yeah.
That's funny as shit.
You gotta stay up on your sense.
Yeah, for sure. So we talked about some cologne stuff a couple shows ago, but you know, I ain't gonna hold you. I was holding back. You know what I'm saying? I was just giving people like the mainstream shit or whatever the case may be. So like Dan was basically, I got a conversation started. Matt was saying what he was saying. Then Dan was like, oh, I got a list from Gunna, whatever. He put this list together. And I'm like, well, if he don't got such on his list, like, we got to invalidate the list. And we got to start the list.
The two best joints I've smelled recently that I know I'm going to grab next. That Satin Mood from Mason Francis Kirchen.
Yeah.
And Vodka on the Rocks from Killian.
Yeah, I wear Vodka on the Rocks.
Shit is awesome.
It's smooth. It lasts all day. It's not overpowering.
That shit was nice.
The middle notes are almost like as prominent as like the top notes. It's very balanced. And it's kind of like airy, like it don't overwhelm nobody. Right. What I can say is,
you sound like a parfum scientist over there.
Yeah, so it's like at this point, like, you know, we were talking about like the colognes that we finished like right. in life, because you know it's hard.
it's hard
to finish a bottle of cologne. Like when I was a young boy, original Curve knocked that joint out the box.
I told them the only bottle of cologne I finished in my life was Chaps by Ralph Lauren.
He was getting busy.
I was shaking it like, damn, I'm all out of Chaps.
Like I remember when the Polo Sport was the. I remember when the Polo Sport was the pinnacle. Of, it was Polo was Sport best. And Issey Miyake. That was the best
CK1.
CK1. It was like the best shit you can get because there wasn't really like an industry catered for men for like health and beauty and like wellness and all that
it
shit.
It didn't
like,
exist.
It didn't exist. Like this is like
you want to hear the funniest joke.
This is like a recent 15-year phenomenon.
We in Neiman's the other day. I leave because, you know, I'm going through the sinus shit. So my nasal spray is in the car. So I'm like, yo, I'm going to run out to the car real quick, spray my nose or whatever. She's like, all right. Mind you, I'm in the cologne section. And, you know, I kind of get like a cologne, like a nigga headache
in them.
Like, all right. Because, you know, after a while, when you got this many little white strips, they all smell the same.
Yeah, you can't tell them.
They like, oh, smell this one. You like, this is ass just like the last 33.
No, that's moonlight butthole right there.
Moonlight asshole. Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, I got to go to the car, spray my nose, just, you know, get whatever. So she walk over there. I go outside. As I come out the joint, you know, right in that little plaza area. You know, it's the little barbecue joint right there, whatever. The nigga come up to me. He was like, here you go, big man. Smell this real quick. Let me put you up on this. I'm like, whoa, y'all selling oils? Dog. These niggas was selling oils in front of Neiman's the other day. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, yo, we down that bad now.
I saw yesterday, Nerd said, I skipped the cologne. I'm wearing oils today in support of Kyrie. That amber,
that amber white.
Yeah. Listen, I had a tweet that went viral a couple weeks ago, like Philly viral. I said, man, Amber White had the hood and a chokehold for a decade. And actually, I'm old, I'm 38. So it actually was like 25 years since I was like 12 or 13. Amber White had and still has my dad. From here, like ripped up by the collar.
Probably ain't need the nasal spray. Should have took the.
Oh right.
Y'all to open that.
Should have opened you right the fuck up. And you can go back to work tomorrow. Put some of this on. Like, yeah, real shit. Yeah, but they were selling oils. He bought them. I was like, no, I'm cool. He's like, no, just smell. I'm like, no, I'm good. Like, man, all right. It was a Mexican nigga. He said, my man, smell this real quick. I'm like, yo, Mexican boy ain't about to buy none of that.
He ain't putting nothing on but taco sauce.
No, real shit. Fajita seasoning, nigga. He ain't worrying about the smell
that
of
Mexican
that
Mexican truck seasoning. Yeah. Taco truck.
Taco truck. But yeah, it all starts smelling the same after a while. And I'm just like, yeah, I kind of need a little. And I walked out and they hit me with the oils. I'm like, oh, they on some shit up here in Neiman's today. They like, you walking out with something, nigga.
Damn.
Yeah, nigga was selling oils. But like I said, the Vodka on the Rocks, Satin Mood, and the Jump Up and Kiss Me, that Clive Christian. I like that shit a lot. So those and we the basis in this whole shit was we Dan showed his list and Chad was like, if Ombre Leather not on there, that list bullshit. And I'm like, yo, I'm gonna keep it the fuck with you. I don't like it.
Yeah,
I smelled
normally,
it the other day.
It surprised me that I liked it because I don't like Ombres. Like there's a Louis Vuitton Ombre something that my cousin was raving about. He had went to Paris and smelt it over there or whatever, and he got it or whatever case may be. He was like, nah, this Ombre leather, when I get to Paris, nigga, I'm telling you, I'm getting this motherfucker, because they didn't sell it in the United States at the time. And then they finally got it over here, and I go to Louis Vuitton store. This is before the lines and all of that old shit, pre-pandemic,
BP,
yeah. Before pandemic. And I go in there and I'm smelling shit. I'm like, this is the worst smelling shit I ever smelled in my fucking life. Like, it was just so abrasive. I just couldn't get with it. And I thought it was going to be in the same pocket of like the YSL Nuit, whatever that we talked about the last time. La Nuit. I thought it was going to be in that pocket and it just was nowhere.
It's funny because Lee was like, you don't seem to like Tom Fords. And I'm like, my issue is not that I don't like the Tom Fords. Some of them smell decent, but my issue is that they hit
they
you.
They assault
and,
you.
Yeah,
and she was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, all right, because you never really watched wrestling. But I'm explaining to her, I'm like, there was a legendary scene where Stone Cold Steve Austin came to Vince McMahon's hospital room and hit him in the head with a bedpan. That's what Tom Ford colognes do to you. They hit you in the fucking head with a bedpan. And like, the Lost Cherry. bow.
It's, I love low sugar.
It's but it's cherry-licious. Yeah. It's just too much cherry.
When I bought the lost cherry, the lady explained it to me. She's like, it kind of smells like cherry cough syrup, but it works. And I'm smelling, I'm like, no, I can smell the Robitussin. Yeah, I can smell the Tussin in smell it. Smell
the
Tussin.
The fucking fabulous. It smell cool, but it's just bow over top of the head. What was the one Tom Ford that everybody had? It was kind of fake, but everybody loved it. Black Orchid.
Oh, the Black Orchid. Yeah,
that shit. And it was another one too. It was a light bottle. I can't remember that.
The Great Veveteer.
Veveteer. All the fake.
Somebody bought me that. One of my old bays bought me.
Had all of that shit.
They was advertising that one.
Yeah.
Strong too.
Yeah. But no, cologne is definitely, you know, it's fun.
Yeah, it's become a thing because now, you know, because they've built up the industry now, you know, all higher end men, you know, want to smell good or whatever the case may be. So you have like Celine has like their own private blend collection that they did. They did like a sample joint too. I had the shit for like 7-8 months. I haven't even fucking wore none of it. But there's one in there that's like disco something or whatever that was like really, really nice.
Is that the one with the X's on it?
Hold on, I'm gonna tell you right now. Celine perfume. Yeah, there's the Celine miniatures, the Cofret set, and it's Sep Cookies. Yeah, all 9 fragrances. Parade, Saint Germain, Deprez, Dan Paris, Le Punaway, Reptile, Ode to California, oh, Black Tie and Nightclubbing. Those are the two out of the Celine joint. The rest of that shit smells like Witch Hazel. but the Black Tie and the Nightclubbing is fire. But the presentation on the shit is beautiful. Like,
and they all come in it, or is it just one?
It's all of them. It's like nine cents for $3.35. But then you can buy them individually in the bigger bottles or whatever.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So it's like a little sampler joint or whatever the case may be. Yeah. So I had that shit for a while. I just never really, I never wore it because I'd be, you know, wearing so much other shit. And then, like, I talked about this last time, Van Cleef & Arpels has a private blend cologne line now. And their scents actually went up. Like, they was, like, $212. And then I guess they started pumping. They started selling. And then now they all, like, $260, $280 and shit now. So they actually raised the price on them because they got so popular so fast. And then, like, you know, probably the biggest sleeper right now across all scents, men and women, is Killian. Killian is like,
I told you that vodka on the rock shit smell was real nice.
Like when I started buying Killian probably a year ago, year and a half ago from Saks, like it was a little tiny like section of the counter. And now it's like literally half the fucking counter and it's developed and all that shit because the people that work there have educated the people that come in there and buy Bond and buy Creed that there's better shit that you can buy for less money. And it's in this product line.
The Amawash, they had a big ass section.
Amawash is fire.
Yeah, like it is crazy to see it now. Like, cause even she was saying like the men's shit is as big as the women's now. Like,
The Amawash.
We was at Neiman's at Ball Harbor. It's the same as that.
Yeah, the Amawash Reflection and the Amawash Jubilation 25. Murder.
Put that in the list.
Yeah, it's in the list. Yeah. The MFK Grand Soir, like I said, that's like the number one joint. Tom Ford, one that ain't as punch you in the face, Vanille Fatale. And when it dry, it smell even better. Like, that's probably my favorite scent right now that I don't have. But, like, I've smelled it enough to where I'm like, yo,
best one.
I got to get this shit. I'm just trying to clear out, you know, wearing some of this other shit. But the perfumes, the Marley, the Pegasus, the Leighton, and then
I got the Percival. That shit smells
good. Percival and the Greenlee. Greenlee is not in the sample set or whatever like that, but Greenlee is fire too. I had like a little small sample.
Oh yeah, they gave me like a little.
First day.
Yeah, yeah.
I dicked it the first day, but yeah, the Greenlee is fire.
Now what cologne?
And for women, the Delina exclusive, and then there's another one. I forget the name of it, but I'm gonna pull this shit right now.
Are there colognes that you like that you smelled, and then once you put it on you didn't like?
Yes, Byredo, Bald the Afrique. And then there's another Byredo that I got that I just absolutely just can't
when
wear.
I bought the Byredo at Ball Harbor last week. They gave me the free sample of Sunday Cologne and 11th Hour. I smelled the 11th Hour on the paper. I'm like, oh, this I should have bought this. This shit smells amazing. Yeah. So I was like, I'm going to put the free sample on. When I spray it on me, it's you know how cabbage cooks? That's how I'm like, yo, what the fuck do it smell like that for? Like, it just hit my body and just, I have no clue, but I do not like it
ever. Yeah. The other one from the Marley joint that I like is Galloway.
What color is that?
I think it's like a orangish kind of color.
Okay.
The Galloway. That
you know
shit
all the
is,
bottles have a specific color and shit.
No, the Carlisle is the like the yellow orange is when the Galloway is clear. But the Galloway is fucking fire. And I was mixing that with the Pegasus. It's a hit.
I told you, man.
Yeah, my girl told me you can't wear this outside. Like, it's a hit. And then there's a Dior has a private blend too, because everybody has them now. My cousin called me. Dior has a private blend now. Out of all of them, the only one that I've gotten any positive reviews on is Eaton Rock.
I've heard about Eaton Rock.
They said the Eaton Rock is
like the one.
The one out of all of this. And they got like 9 or 10 cents or whatever the case
may be. You think that's better than the Sauvage?
Everything is better than the Sauvage. Everything is better than the Sauvage.
And I got a whole 97% bottle of Sauvage.
Yeah, so the women's scents, because I don't want to just exclusively just talk about men. But yeah, for women, the Parfum de Marly, the Delina. Then there's a Delina exclusive. They literally look, the bottle and the packaging looks identical. It just one says exclusive on it, and then the other one is just Delina. Then there is, I don't know if it's the Cassili or if it's another one. It's this one. Yep, it's this one. Why can't I fucking spell today? Melliora. Melloria.
Okay.
Melloria Parfums de Marly for women. Phenomenal. I got it for my girl. She love it. And that's what made me go back and buy the Delina exclusive, because she loved the first one so much. But yeah, the Melloria is probably the best one out of their product line, even though they pushed the Delina more. For women, I like Tom Ford. There's the Bitter Peach.
That smells good.
Bitter Peach. The Lost Cherry is unisex. I like
most
that
of them. Jones is unisex. Yeah.
The Lost Cherry is unisex too. There's an apple brandy from Killian that kind of serves the same purpose as Crab Apple Blossom from Clive Christian. Mm-hmm. It's not as expensive. That one is fire, men or women.
Yeah, I like the sweet scents.
Yeah,
like the ones that are
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like that rustic. Get me a beer, bitch.
Yeah, I can't get with that. Like, I just was hacking wood.
Yeah,
in the
that shit.
Listen, like, takes over the room.
Yeah.
That hit, like you said. You walk right into a brick wall.
Yeah. Tom Ford got a joint tobacco something. I smell that. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Even, like, it's hard. The Tuscan leather is, like, the toughest out of the colognes I can get.
Yeah.
It's like, when I want to feel like a man.
And that's tough as shit.
That's what I wear.
Yeah. But I'm
D-Squared Wood is, like, my.
What is it called?
It's Wood by D-Squared.
Okay.
It's strong, but it's still got a little sweetness to it.
Some of them Jones were, like, when the cologne look like yak, yeah. I can't. When the cologne look like yak, I know that shit about to be too fucking strong for me. My fucking Marlboro Man by fucking whoever. Like, I can't.
There was this other line. I bought a couple of they scents. I'm trying to remember what the fuck the name of the line is, man. But I had to literally order this shit from the UK. And all they make, like, what makes Maison Francis Kirchen Baccarat what it is the fact that it's an extreme. It's like the purest form of wearable scent you can have.
Mm-hmm.
And it literally bonds to everybody's pH differently. So, like, I've got more compliments on that cologne than anything I've ever worn in life. Like, old white ladies. Like, I was in a pizza store, and this guy was, like, tapped me on the shoulder, was like, excuse me, brother, I ain't on no weird shit. Are you wearing Baccarat? Like, he was like, no, I did a study on all these indie scent houses, and it just never smelt that way coming off somebody, but I could tell that it's there. But, like, damn, man, you know, oh, man. Excuse me.
No, hold on.
Yeah, like, but he's like a nice guy, you know what I'm saying? And I can tell he wasn't on no weirdo shit, but it was just fucking him up.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the
I ain't know what to do with myself.
Yeah, I'm just was like standing there like, no, thanks, man.
Baccarat is mind blowing, man. It's like
it's everything. Like it's,
you walk past, oh, you got that Bacchi on. Like, yeah, that's how they do. That's how the women be, man. They be
right.
Like,
so what? So the beauty in the Baccarat.
I wish they could have seen their face.
That's why I finished the bottle. It's 21 squirts.
So I found this other line, and shout out to Abdul, he put me on to the shit, but it's a line from Europe. I'm going to figure this shit out before we leave here today.
Okay.
They make all extremes.
Okay.
But it's that like Russell Bear type shit, and I bought the shit. It's like the cologne that like Stu Hart will wear. You know what I'm saying? Like or Khabib.
If you ever see me fighting in the forest with a grizzly bear, help the bear! That bitch going. Somebody the other day posted a picture of a bear trying to break into a house, like at a back door. And somebody was like, captioned it. The caption said, "Where's Mystical?" If you ever see me fighting in the forest with a grizzly bear, help the bear.
So the whole line is extraits, and it's super like.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Manly shit.
It's the equivalent of like, yeah, nigga, in a bottle.
Yeah.
It's like that. And
that would be a funny cologne. Yeah, nigga.
Tough ass cologne.
Tough ass cologne.
Yeah, nigga, by tough ass sense.
From the TRP house.
So
a tough ass cologne. Yeah, nigga.
Y-E-A.
Yeah,
no H.
Yeah. No H. Oh,
so
shit.
It's like that. So my girl actually ended up breaking one of them. She's in the crib cleaning up, ended up breaking the bottle. My house still smells like
yo, like a man was in here. Yeah.
And she made the mistake of wiping it up with a towel.
Oh, yeah.
So it trapped all of the scent. She's like, I thought you were going to be mad. I'm like, no, that shit stunk.
Yeah.
I'm actually glad you broke it. I'm mad you didn't mop it up, though, with ammonia.
Yeah.
Because that's what the shit fucking smelled.
Yeah, some of them, like I said, them tough-ass colognes, I can't. It made me think, like, was people really wearing English leather?
Yes.
Remember that shit? That shit had a knob on the top of it, like as the lock, like.
Oh, cause you know if you like go to Saks sometimes, if you get like an older white male that want to give you some sense, here, try that. You're like, whoa.
Yeah, you know this comes with some chewing tobacco.
You know this comes with 45 shells.
Yeah.
Like the women know you, like, all right, you trying to get the ladies, da da da. They want you to be powerful. They want you to know that you're a man with cologne.
Yeah, like back in the day when I used to buy scents from Bloomingdale's and shit, because they had the most like kind of like developed men's scent counter back in the day. I would go to Bloomingdale's and it would be guys that would help me, and they would steer you toward like these manly ass scents, and it's just like, this ain't it for me. Like,
this one right here smell like Axe body wash. You like, I'm trying to stay away from that.
I guess
that
they
shit.
Feel like because you're a man, you want nothing sweet. Like, no, you want. Man,
yeah,
I want
the sweetest shit. Yeah. I want the bitches to smell me and be like, man, what you got on?
Yeah.
Not goddamn, did you fight a bear today?
What drink? You're a lesbian, me too.
Yeah.
Did you just fight a bear today, colognes? I can't get with them Jones. I look back at cologne. It's wild how far it's evolved.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
From where I was saying it the other day, one thing I've realized in this whole new cologne revolution shit I'm on is like dealing with the parfums. These ain't the toilettes.
Yeah.
So you don't need 90 sprays in
for sure.
No. You don't need a half a bottle. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know, when you used to telling somebody to get the key at Rite Aid, it's like this is a whole different ball game you're dealing with.
Then I had to get my wallet trained to start spending these numbers. You know, I'm $60-$70. You got some.
What's
top.
Crazy is I really don't feel bad about spending $200-$400 on a cologne.
Like, you're going to have it for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. And that's that was the whole point we
like
started this conversation.
To it, so
where it's like to run out of a 3.3-ounce bottle of cologne, you had to be, especially with the parfum, because of the fact that you only need 3, maybe 4 sprays of this shit.
Whereas, but you never put 3, 4 sprays of that Bacchi on. You be like, I make sure this bitch smell my toes.
Badacia, the Victorious.
Okay.
It sounds like William Regal fucking created this
now,
fucking cologne line.
It looks like Louis XIII.
Yes.
Okay.
And it smells like cognac too.
That's good or bad?
Bad. Okay.
So don't get this.
Don't get this.
Okay.
That's the one that like that bottle broke in my apartment, and I got a big ass apartment. My whole apartment still smells like that shit.
Yeah, not trying to be funny. This shit looks like it looks like yak.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would buy it just for the bottle, though. I ain't going for it.
Yeah, if it was yak.
That's what I bought it for. Then there was another one that I bought called Blue Sapphire from them, and it's the same thing. It's just like, you think Tom Ford punch you in the nostril? This shit kidnap you and take you where it want to go. It's too strong.
Yeah, that strong shit I can't fuck with.
Can't do it.
That be my joint. But like, with the Oud shit, like some of the, we smelled one from the Macy's Rancho Kirchner, and I was just like, oh my God.
The only Oud that I have that's tolerable is, and I don't even have the full top bottle. I got like a nice 1.5 ounce sprayer, Oud for Greatness from Inicio.
I think I smelled that.
It's like the black and gold bottle. Like the Rock's Black Adam logo that he just dropped the other day. It looked like that. That shit is fire. But even still, like my girl be like, that got Oud in it.
I smelled that one joint from MFK. That one, it's called, it wasn't Satin Mood. It was something.
Was it Silk Mood?
No.
Fluidity?
No, it wasn't Fluidity. It was one of them Ouds. Yeah. And I smelled it. And I'm like, this shit make you want to put on a little beat up button up shirt and just start chopping up lamb and pouring white sauce all over that shit. Like, this shit smells.
Halal truck owner.
Yeah. Like, this shit smells crazy.
What you got on halal truck owner for me?
A button up with ball shorts and flip flops, chopping the shit out that lamb in there. Like, yeah, no. But no, the cologne shit is, like I said, I have no problem spending. 2-3 for some of the Jones can get priced. The Clive Christians is all 5-6.
Yeah, I think I paid what, $600 for the Crab Apple Blossom.
I'm telling you, I'm gonna get that Jump Up and Kiss Me. I like that.
That's $900.
Yeah, nine. I was about to say nine.
$895. Gotta wait till they get a promote. I had to wait till they got a promote. Matter of fact, I got that from Marv. I said, yeah, what you doing with this? Got it from Marv. I think I traded him something. My barter.
Never knew Marv had the high end.
Yeah, no. Every now and then.
Yeah.
Every now and then. Yeah.
They gotta give him the open the other duffel. He opened the first duffel.
Yeah. I just go in there and take his shit.
That's what I did.
I'm like, yo, you can get another one of these.
I took a bond off his counter. He was like, oh no, that's already used. I'm like, yeah, well, so it's a discounted, right? How
much? how much? What the fuck?
That's funny as shit. But yeah, the cologne shit is definitely fun and interesting, like getting into it, learning the different notes and all of that type shit. It's definitely something to have going on.
Yeah, as I sit here and put this list together for...
I got a list of shit that I've smelled in person that I actually like. I got a couple on here that I got don't touch, like, ever again. The Rock Rose, Clive Christian. How do you feel about that?
I love it.
That shit smelled really good. I got that on my list.
And that on the cheap side is $550.
Yeah, five. The one I was gonna
like to get a decent. But now because it's been around for a while. Now you can get a nice size bottle, like a 1.7 bottle plus the two travels, $450 to $550.
It's an app called Mercari. Have you ever seen this?
Yes.
It's a lot of people because she wanted the Rihanna joint. I got that shit.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people that sell the little joints. What'd you call them?
The travel size?
Not travel size, but like the sample joints. You could get like 10 to 15 of different joints for $100. So it's just like, oh shit, I could actually have it, wear it, and feel how I feel. You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of people selling like the actual little sample joints on there. High Frequency about Inicio. How y'all feel about that one?
I haven't smelled that one. I might have smelled it and didn't realize it because at the time, Ellen was still working the scent counter over there. She would just show me everything. She would pull shit out the back.
And that's how I literally have to do it, like, basically, like, 5 colognes at a time.
Yeah.
Like, come in, smell 5, figure some shit out I want, get it, and roll. Because
Your nose is...
After the 10th, 11th joint, it all kind of smells. Like, I don't know if I'm smelling this shit from 10 minutes ago. Or then the other day, she sprayed the one on me. So I'm like, everything smells like this.
Everything smells like what you sprayed on.
Yeah, because I hate when you got the one that you want. You got it. And then he smelled another one. Then you like, you can't figure out which one you smelled.
You going back over the papers. You like, which one is this? What is this? Like, yeah. So it's a lot to it. But
have y'all gotten into the Armani Privés yet?
I saw the Privé. All
right. So the Armani Privé, there's like too many of them. Yeah. Number one, that's part of the problem. But there is a blue, green, red, and then the New York. The New York is in a white and purple bottle. It's like the limited edition.
Oh, that's the one they be advertising.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The New York, if you like patchoulis and shit, the New York is like, it's like a bond where it's like, not bond, I mean like a Baccarat, where like, when Mutt, like, what the fuck are you wearing? Like, it's like that. Like,
y'all gonna force me to go get the Baccarat. Yeah,
you gotta get the Baccarat. You have to get the Baccarat.
Because I smelled it, and I swear to God, I was just like, I don't understand why everybody...
Did you smell the red bottle?
Yeah, they got a red one and a clear one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was gonna say, you gotta get the red bottle. But yeah, so like the New York of the Armani Privé, it sold out everywhere when it first dropped, whatever. They like restock it here and there on Armani's website. You can't even buy it in the boutiques no more. That shit is fire. And I got I had got two of these joints for my man for his birthday. I'm trying to remember which ones it was back in December. But yeah, the Rouge Malachite, that shit is fire. That's the red bottle. And then surprisingly enough, there's a rose one that I like.
Okay.
That's unisex. Rose Diarby.
And who makes this?
Armani Prima. Armani,
okay.
The square bottles with the little stone on the top.
Ridiculous. The hot massage stone.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Fire. And then there's a vert malachite. That's the green one. And that shit is fire too. So they got some good scents. It's just a lot of them. You kind of just gotta, you know, go through them, see what you like, see what goes with you know, with your profile and shit like that. And then I think we touched on the Van Cleef and Arpels, right? There's a bunch of them. The best one is the Moonlight Patchouli. I like patchoulis though. Mm. Everybody don't, but the Moonlight Patchouli, stupid A+.
Okay.
Across the board. This is a Patreon exclusive. To hear the rest of this episode, go to patreon.com/officialTRPE.